In the garret, four little chests all in a row, dimmed with dust and gray with time, fashioned and filled so long ago by little maids now in their prime. Four little keys hung side by side with faded ribbons once so gay, when fastened there with childish pride years ago on a rainy day. Four little names, one on each lid, carved with skill by a boyish hand, and there, within, there lieth hid histories of the sister band, once playing here and pausing oft to catch the musical refrain that came and went on the roof aloft in the drip of the summer rain. Nan on the first lid, smooth and fair, and I look on with loving eyes, for folded here with well-known care a goodly gathering lies, the record of a peaceful life, treasures of gentle child and girl, a bridal wreath, gifts to a wife, a lover's face, a baby's curl. No toys in this first chest remain, for they have all been carried away in their old age to live again under another small man's sway. A happy mother, well I know, to you there comes no sad refrain, but lullabies have a sweet and low in the drip of the summer rain. Lou on the next lid, scratched and worn, within is heaped a motley store of headless dolls, of schoolbooks torn, of beasts and birds whose day is over, dreams of a future never found, memories of a past still sweet, spoils brought home from the fairy ground, only touched by youthful feet, half-writ poems and stories wild, April letters, sunny or cold, the diaries of a wayward child, hints of a woman early old, a woman musing here alone, hearing ever her life's refrain, labor and love, but make no moan, in the drip of the summer rain. My Bess, the dust is newly swept away from your beloved name, as if by eyes that often wept, by tender hands that often came. Death canonized for us one saint, meek soul, half human, half divine, and still we touch with loving plaint the relics in this household shrine. The needle once too heavy grown, the little cap which last she wore, the sweet St. Catherine that shone through the long nights above the door, the lamp unlighted since she left her fragile prison house of pain, the sad lament of those bereft in the drip of the summer rain. Above the last, a sudden ray lights up the ancient garret's gloom, as if a living, smiling May were passing through the shadowy room. Here lie the snoods that bound her hair, slippers that have danced their last, faded flowers once doubly fair, fans whose airy toils are past, a mateless glove, two golden hearts, a valentine all ardent flames, for each and all have played their parts in girlish hopes and joys and fames. As I lean with laughter spent, I seem to hear a blithe refrain, as if some love lay softly blent with the drip of the summer rain.